Do you want to know the truth? Or do you just want to feel good? Here's Gruber, fierce and fearless.
I can't figure the right theme song for this next thing. I've been watching the weather here, and the really cold weather coming in just took me back to a place I used to be. For those of you that don't know, I spent 25 years hosting Outdoor America, a television program, an outdoor channel, reaching, I don't know, 50 million homes. And so I had the pleasure, the dream job, if you will, of traveling around the world, hunting and fishing and doing adventures and horseback riding. And, you know, I was in Africa a few times, in South America and Central America, all over the United States, Canada, Alaska, a little bit of time in Europe. But it was a fascinating time. I still own the company, Wolf Creek, and the programs continue. But radio has become such a passion for me and for Ivy that we've decided to gravitate in that direction. So the television, as far as outdoor television, has taken a back seat to all of that. And I was sitting here just the other day thinking about some of the cool adventures I had. And one of those trips took me into Yellowknife. Yellowknife is the capital of the Northwest Territories in Canada. We were on our way to the Great Slave Lake. The Great Slave Lake is either the fourth or fifth biggest lake in the world. When you think of the Great Lakes, the first three, if you will, Superior, Huron, and Michigan, are the three biggest lakes in the world, Huron and Michigan, of course, being connected. But then the Great Slave and the Great Bear Lake in the Northwest Territories of Canada come before Ontario and Erie in the list of the big lakes on this planet, okay? So we're on our way to the Great Slave Lake to fish for lake trout because they have absolute giants there. And we stop in Yellowknife. And Yellowknife is a rough town. It is. It's a rough town. You've got Indian reservations and roughnecks and all sorts of people coming and going and some tourists here and there, drugs and alcohol and anything you want. It's available in Yellowknife. And not a very big place. Just kind of rough, kind of seedy, I think is a fair way to put it. So we stop there because we're going to leave the next day to light out for the Great Slave, and we have to make our home there for the evening. So we get settled into Yellowknife, and the hotel is marginal, I think is a good way to put it. It's marginal hotel. Not bad, you know, reasonably clean. This was no four-star joint, I'll tell you that. Two stars would have been, you know, probably safe, but maybe generous. So we get into the hotel room, which is about the size of a postage stamp. Me and a photographer that's traveling with me, and then another part of the crew is in another room crammed in there like sardines. And we're on the second floor. We get in late, and you've been traveling. You know what travel days are like. They're rough. They're, you know, they wear you out a little bit. And we get crammed in there on the second floor, and we got something to eat somewhere. But we're, you know, we got television gear, you know, we got bags and gear and stuff, and almost no room. I mean, literally, this place is like the size of a two-man mountain tent. And in the alley, we hear a scuffle and a commotion. We look out the window, and there's, you know, basically a gang fight and a knife fight right there in the alley, which was kind of entertaining considering we were on the second floor and they couldn't reach us. We just stood and watched for a while. Don't know what the outcome of that was, but saw knives glinting, and then there were police around and different things go on. And there was a lot of noise all night, all right? We're in this town, and it's, you know, whatever day it is, and there's a lot of commotion and different things. You didn't sleep very well. Plus, you're in a tiny room, and, you know, and I snore like a broken chainsaw, and so did my roommate. So there you go. You're wrecked. You wake up, your hair's wrecked, your eyes are bleeding, you look like you got hit by a train, and you feel worse. And so I stumble down to the desk down there, and we get our stuff together. We're going to get out of there, get on a bus out to the airport so we can get out of there to go on to our final destination. And I just look at the guy and say, quite a place you got here. And he said, yes. Yeah. I said, you didn't sleep much? No. I said, yeah, but I should probably come back in January so the place is empty and I wouldn't have to put up with it. He goes, oh, no. You can come back in January. The place is packed. And I said, what do you mean the place is packed in January? Oh, absolutely packed to the rafters. I said, with who? Oh, the Japanese. What? Oh, the Japanese. Direct private flights from Tokyo. They come every day. I said, why on earth would anybody come to first of all, the godforsaken town of Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories which isn't great in the summer, and you want to do it at 25 degrees below zero, why on earth would anybody do that? Oh, the Northern Lights. Huh? Oh, the Northern Lights are spectacular in January and February and into March. Okay, that's cool. He goes, no, you don't understand. The Japanese, they take chartered private buses out to the lake that's frozen thick, you know, the ice 2 feet thick. They drive the bus down the ice because they think if they have sex on the ice under the Northern Lights, that they're more likely to have boys and more likely to have smart children. And for people who are infertile, they're more likely to have a child. And the image that brought to my mind, okay, now wait a second. You've got hundreds of people spread out across the ice under the Northern Lights with their little bare bottoms up in the air. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. He says, oh, no, every day. Charter flights direct from Japan, in and out, in and out, in and out. That's what I was thinking. Exactly what I was thinking, in fact. But it has emotionally scarred me ever since that story, because every winter I think about the Northern Lights, I go, ah! I have this image of buses parked across the Great Slave Lake and little bare bottoms as far as the eye can see. And I don't want to see. I can't unsee that. And I've been hurt ever since. And so I thought I would have a chance to share that with you. I thought it would be therapeutic, you know, for me to just talk through this with you. And talk through the Northern Lights and the plains and the tales of Yellowknife. Just think about that. As far as, and they pay big money. I mean, there aren't any restaurants there. I mean, they got to feed them and house them and unclothe them here and there. You know, it's a big undertaking. That's my personal story for you for this week. Go ahead and file that one away. That's a pretty good song. A little rhythm to it. I like it. A little Bob Seger system. 52 after. You tell me you won't tell that one to your friends, all right? 52 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
There are kids at some of the schools in our greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.